This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico over the flow of Central American migrants at the southern border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Trump also claims the U.S. signed what he calls, quote, another very important part of the immigration security deal with Mexico. Mexican officials on Monday denied any such side agreement. Opposition Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing a measure through Tuesday that will authorize lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. The lawsuits are over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the investigation of Russian election interference. Lawmakers want access to documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his probe into whether President Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show restraint after at least 95 people were killed when armed men attacked a village in central Mali overnight Monday. A government spokesman said at least 19 people are missing after Fulani fighters attacked a village of the Dogon people. This is VOA News. Iran has released a Lebanese businessman with U.S. residency who had been detained since 2015 on charges of spying for the United States. Nizar Zaka was released Tuesday and flown to Beirut, according to Iran's judiciary spokesman. Zaka was sentenced to 10 years in prison and hit with a fine of more than $4 million for collaborating against the state of Iran. Salvage crews recovered four bodies on Tuesday as they slowly lifted the wreck of a boat 2 weeks after it capsized on the Danube River in Budapest. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
A fortnight after the tragedy here in Budapest, and a grim task for salvage crews. They're recovering more bodies from the wreckage of the Hungarian boat that capsized on the River Danube last month. 26 South Korean tourists and two Hungarian crew died. Operations to lift the wreck with a crane boat began early on Tuesday. Hungarian special forces say progress was very slow due to the age of the boat and the difficulty in assessing the damage suffered during the collision. The Mermaid boat sank in seconds on May 29 after a large cruise liner hit it from behind under a bridge during heavy rain.
That was Reuters. Edward Barron reporting. The boat collision, the worst disaster on the river in half a century. Reuters says the bodies of all but four of the victims have now been recovered. Former Major League Baseball player David Ortiz is back in the northern U.S. city of Boston for medical care as of Monday night. This a day after authorities said the former Red Sox player, known as Big Papi, was shot while at a bar in the Dominican Republic. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports David Ortiz suffered some serious injuries.
It was just one bullet, but it apparently did a lot of damage. Reports from the Dominican capital say that David Ortiz underwent 6 hours of surgery to remove his gallbladder and parts of his intestine. Doctors have also reported that he suffered damage to his liver.
That was the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. The Red Sox offered all available resources to Ortiz and sent an air ambulance to bring him back to Boston. The Vatican is rejecting the idea that people can choose or change their own gender, saying it poses a threat to traditional families. The Church's Catholic Education Department said in a new teaching document released Monday, the idea of gender fluidity was, quote, nothing more than a confused concept of freedom in the realm of feelings and wants. The paper immediately drew condemnation from LGBT Catholics as contributing to bigotry and violence against gay and transgender people. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is